Affidavits, Detroit ballot tabulators entered names of non-voters during count. By Kyle Olson on November 7, 2020. Two observers who were at the TCF Center in Detroit during the absentee ballot counting process have produced affidavits claiming they witnessed workers create new voter files with information obtained from ballots. Bob Cushman, who was an appointed and trained Republican poll challenge, wrote in an affidavit. The main list of persons who had registered to vote on or before November 1, 2020, was listed on an electronic poll book, often referred to as the QVF. As I understand it, the supplemental sheets were the lists of persons who had registered to vote on November 2, 2020 or November 3, 2020. I observed that none of the names on these new ballots were on the QVF or the supplemental sheets. I saw the computer operators at several counting boards manually adding the names and addresses of these thousands of ballots to the QVF system. When I asked what the possible justification was to counting ballots from unknown, unverified persons, I was told by election supervisors that the Wayne County Clerk's office had checked them out. I challenged not one ballot, but the entire process, as the names were not in the poll books or supplemental sheets and because the DOBs were all wrong, all being marked as January 1, 1900. Every ballot was being fraudulently and manually entered into the electronic poll book, QVF, as having been born on January 1, 1900. This last batch of ballots was processed in the 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. time frame, Cushman wrote. When I asked about this impossibility of each ballot having the same birthday occurring in 1900, I was told that was the instruction that came down from the Wayne County Clerk's office. Lori Levin, a nonpartisan challenger, witnessed similar behavior by workers. According to her affidavit, the person opening ballots was in the middle of this table, and when she would scan the ballot, it would not come up in the electronic poll book. I then insisted they had to be in the paper poll book and I needed to verify. She would hover entirely over the paper poll book with her body and sometimes check a name and other times not check a name, but refused to let me see this. They would then manually enter the name and often a birth date of January 1, 1900. Levi told the Kyle Olson Show that she was one of the credentialed observers who was shut out of the TCF Center and blocked from watching through the windows because workers used pizza boxes and other cardboard to cover them. She expanded on her claim that she was not seeing the voter's name on the computer screen as the worker scanned the ballot, which indicated the voter was not registered. Levi said when she or another challenger would step in to look at the screen, the worker would yell for her to get back 6 feet, a requirement that a judge had overturned. If it didn't come up on the screen, then we were supposed to be able to verify in the poll book, which contains last-minute registrations. Levi said workers would not let her close enough to see whether the voter's name was there, either. As her affidavit indicated, workers would scan ballots that would not come up in the system. And I can tell by the way the lady's hovering over the book and fumbling, and she'd kind of look over at her other worker and kind of shake her head knowing that they know that it's not in the book. So then they manually enter the voter. So now it's coming up on the screen where we're supposed to be standing over by and looking, she said. The voter would then appear and the ballot would then be counted. Levi said she was able to write down about a dozen names and addresses that were counted that way. The voter was entered without a birth date, or with January 1, 1900. And she suspected those would be changed at a later date so they didn't look so suspicious. Levi asked and was told under no circumstances is a poll worker allowed to enter a voter's name into the database. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.